Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following poem was submitted by Bradford resident Walter Prokopchik. The changes of our climates. Our recent years revealed the rise of Mother Nature's increasing wrath. Where beauty's been mercilessly ruined, along her unrelenting path. And matters not, what part of earth, where all species do reside. On land, or in her seven seas, wreckage occurs both far and wide. Now ask ourselves what's caused this strife, which all nations now do face. Could it be her reaction to the path of man's shameful disgrace? Despite he had been sanctioned by the power of who, what would decree him the steward o'er all creation, where he'd fail most miserably. For mother's wrath has risen from her coping with consistent normalcy to now an increased frequency and greater applied intensity, where wildfires raise whole towns and floods drown land across states wide, along with more tornadoes and the earthquakes where some folks reside. Are we the sole species today that kills our kind, and each for nil? Stead self-preservation, just for food that all others will. We've murdered individually, then raised the numbers by the scores. Next escalate to millions more, as with today's two current wars. But what draws most attention now is the return of noticed acts by some men consorting with the devil with their evil pacts. Post-Holodomor and Holocaust, which were both by man begun, to now when those men's actions may reduce his kind from many to none. Thus when we notice the parallels, back as in 1939, when two leaders' fantasies would cause them to purposely align, who'd fooled their folks, then got control of the courts and media's news, as well the military's might, for which millions paid their leaders' dues. And today's rebirth of Holodomor again plagues our Earth's Ukraine, while Israel's war just may unleash a new Holocaust for no one's gain, as monkeys do, by monkeys see, attempt to expel our democracies, by their corrupted, selfish greed, try to install more autocracies. Instead of being just reactive, we, the majority of mankind, need guard our species from the minority, who've been perceived as ill in mind. As yesterday in ancient Rome, we must curtail their greed and lust. Be proactive, remove them today, for tomorrow, they'll turn us to dust. And when we choose them to govern, by our right to cast our vote, we'll need an act to fail-safe, to have a remedial antidote. As a probation worker, must prove his worth, by earned merit, to be instilled. Or else remove them, vote again, for the best person to fill. While every day I make mistakes, yet must recover from each blunder. By tasting each experience, I suffered, corrected, the ensued thunder. But likewise our American friends, will wake to regretfully learn how their ballots would cause their loss of rights, or five long centuries earned. So wake up, please, America, and reclaim your destined place of policemen of our earth, respected by all of her states. Stead be the schoolyard bully who threatens all his weaker peers, but bask in glorious gratitude of the lauded nation's cheers. To thus be shepherd, stead the wolf, shaking your house's weakened bricks. Recall the millions sacrificed, through history, from 76 to great wars when their blood-stained sands, in those lonely, distant lands, in yesteryears for freedom fought, towards tomorrow's future of man. Walter Prokopchik, Bradford.